Hey, veterans, welcome to the VA Claims Insider Podcast. We are veterans helping veterans get the VA disability rating and compensation you deserve. I'm your host, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran Brian Reese, and each week we share VA disability claim tips, tricks, strategies, and lessons learned to help you win Service Connect and get rated at the appropriate level, even if you've already filed or been denied. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome back, fellow vets. Brian Reese here, Air Force Service Disabled Vet, the VA Claims Insider. We are here. We are back. My man, the myth, the legend, by the beard of Zeus, Coach Daryl D. Mac McDonald, an amazing man, Marine Corps vet, and former VA Raider. Welcome back to the show, bro.
Always a pleasure to be here. I enjoy doing these.
Thanks, man. Right, so here's what we're talking about today. We are talking about basic eligibility for VA disability benefits, because I think there's a lot of confusion out there. So we're going to clear it up for you. And then we're going to talk about whether or not you have to have served in combat to be eligible for disability benefits. Again, so many myths floating out around there about that topic. DMAC, when you were a VA Raider, like you were actually an RVSR, you flew around the country, you actually taught other Raiders how to be a Raider, which I think is freaking ridiculously awesome. And we got you now, which is even better. Can you let fellow vets know, what were you looking for as a Raider to establish, you know, basic entitlement and eligibility for VA disability benefits?
Well, something we haven't really talked about was the fact I was a VSR, also a Veteran Service Representative, and I taught them as well. So it's just basic 101. It's VA 101. What is a veteran? How does the VA define a veteran? Nowhere in the definition does it say anything about having to serve in a combat zone or be in combat. A veteran is just simply a person who served in the active military, naval, air, or space service, and who is discharged or released under conditions other than dishonorable. So you have your honorable discharge, you have your other than honorable, I'm sorry, you have your honorable discharge, you have your under honorable conditions. It gets a little tricky. General under honorable. So as long as you were not, didn't have a dishonorable discharge, BCD, bad conduct discharge, we call it big chicken dinner. And you don't have a, and you don't have an other than honorable, then you're considered a veteran.
I've never heard that before. Oh no, you got a big chicken dinner.
You got a big chicken dinner.
Hilarious. Although it's probably not funny for somebody who got one.
No.
DMAC, what would you say then to somebody who does have a bad conduct discharge, dishonorable discharge? What do they need to do to establish basic eligibility?
So for basic eligibility, there's a couple of things you can do. Number one, you can actually ask the VA to do a character of discharge determination, where they look at the facts and the circumstances behind your discharge. They call it a COD. And they can actually write you in for benefits. It doesn't mean you're going to get compensation, but it does mean, and they call it Chapter 17, it does mean that you could potentially get treatment for your conditions. The other way would be to petition the branch of service you were in for a character of discharge upgrade. And you can do that. Same thing. They're going to do a review of the facts and circumstances behind your discharge, and they're going to make a determination whether they're going to upgrade your discharge or not.
Got it. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. So we've established generally you've got to be a veteran separated on conditions other than dishonorable. Okay. So you can't have a dishonorable or a bad conduct discharge. What happens after that? Like as a Raider, were you looking at the DD-214, you know, to see like, I mean, you're actually looking for like, what was the character of discharge?
You know what? Not typically, unless it was something like a medical discharge. that they were discharged due to a physical evaluation board or a medical evaluation board, something like that, because then that kind of gives us a clue that something happened to them while they were in service, and it could potentially be the condition that they're requesting service connection for. So the main thing you look at is it for just general, we're not going to get into all the presumptive conditions, but just general, you're looking at that character of discharge. Do they have a good character of discharge? If they do, they're a veteran, we move forward. If they don't, then they have to do that character of discharge determination that I was talking about.
Got it. Did you ever have instances as a Raider where you, you know, couldn't establish basic eligibility? And then, you know, what happens to somebody's file at that point? Where does it go?
So typically that's done by the Veteran Service Representative, the VSR. They will verify that service. Once it's verified and they're good service, it's good service. The VA has this system. It's called VADS. And I don't remember what it stands for, honestly, but if it's not already verified in there, then we do a VADS verification and mark it as verified, and then it's good to go just going forward. It shows up. So, and something else we should probably hit on as far as veterans go. So some veterans have multiple discharges.
Yep.
And you can have a period of bad service, you know, the bad conduct discharge, the dishonorable. You can have a period of bad service and a period of good service, and you can still link your service connect or your conditions to your period of good service. Okay, so that's just kind of throwing that out there. That's a little caveat to all of it. But once you've been established as having a period of good service, then the VA just moves forward with your claim, looking for that credible medical evidence, and hopefully you submitted enough and verifying it and granting.
Awesome. Thank you. Now that's hugely helpful. So remember, I think it might be helpful to think about it in two buckets. Bucket one is, are you eligible? Are you a veteran who served, you met the time and service requirements, and you were separated under conditions not dishonorable? Okay, you cannot have a dishonorable or bad conduct discharge. Check, check on step one. If you meet that gate, then comes the actual VA disability benefits and claim process adjudication, which is, do you have a medical diagnosis for this condition? Is this condition currently affecting you? Is it somehow connected to your service with the nexus? Do you have current symptoms, frequency, severity, duration? That's it, guys. I mean, guys and gals, that's what they're looking for. And the easier you can make it for the rater, okay, somebody told me this one time, right? The easier you can make it for the rater, the better outcome you're likely to receive faster, okay? And just think about this for a minute in the environment. A lot of these VA raters, these VSRs, these RVSRs, they're like DMAC, they're like us. Many of them are fellow veterans who go to work for the VA after their military service, okay? They want to serve. They're in those roles because they want to serve you, and they are serving you. But they have rules and regulations and laws that they are required to follow, okay? Help them help you. The easier you can make it for the rater, the more likely it is you're going to get a favorable outcome faster. So you're not going to be sitting there waiting around caught in the VA claims backlog. Okay, now, if you need some help, if you're thinking about how do I help them help you, okay, we can help you help them. Uh-oh, we're really throwing out crazy terms now. Everybody's like, wait, help us. it ain't rocket surgery. No, I'm just kidding. So, look, that is why we exist. Okay. Every morning, our team rolls out of bed on a mission to serve you, to educate and empower you, to get every single penny of benefit that you deserve for serving our country. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay. We are going to help you get every penny that you have earned for raising your right hand to defend freedom. And it doesn't matter how many times you've been denied. It doesn't matter if you have no idea where to start. It doesn't matter if you think you don't qualify. You probably do. Okay? We can help you. And guess what? If we can't help you, we're going to tell you that too. Right? I mean, there may be situations where, you know, somebody's already 100% P&T and they come into our program and we're like, you know, look, okay, yeah, maybe you can add SMCK for, you know, erectile dysfunction, but you can do that on your own. You're not going to get any value from this program. You're already 100% P&T. We're going to tell you that. Okay. But look, here's the sad reality. 18.5 million vets in this country, 5.4 million have a VA disability rating. That means there's over 12 million veterans alive in the world today that have nothing. Okay. Zippo, nada, zilch from the VA, and you probably deserve something. Get your butt in the program. Get your butt to the doctor. Maybe you already have a VA disability rating, but you're underrated. Okay. You're getting something from the VA, but it's not what you deserve. It's 10%, it's 20%, it's 30%, it's 50%, it's 90%. But you think you deserve more. We can help you. We are going to help you uncover what you're eligible for by law, and we're going to help you get those benefits faster. And the best part is you can start for free. And we don't charge anything unless you're successful, unless you get an increase in your benefit. So we only win when you win. Okay. I can't think, DMAC, of a more fair way to have set this up. Okay. Again, you can get started for free right now at vaclaimsinsider.com. Last question. Ryan, DMAC. Do I have to have served in combat in order to get basic eligibility? Do I get disability benefits because I was never in combat?
Once again, the VA defines under 3.1 definitions of what is a veteran. Nowhere does it say, and I noticed that you didn't say it either. Nowhere does it say that you have to be a combat veteran in order to receive benefits. Nowhere. So if you're not a combat veteran, you served, you deserve. It's that simple, really.
Amen. I truly believe, DMAC, that every veteran who meets the basic criteria deserves at least a 0% service-connected VA rating. That's my belief, okay? That's my opinion. That's not our company stance. That's Brian Reese's personal opinion, is that every U.S. military veteran who served honorably, you know, didn't have a dishonorable discharge, didn't have a bad conduct discharge, you deserve something, even if it's only a 0% service-connected VA disability rating. Guys, the VA exists for you and because of you. That's the only reason they're in business, okay? A federal cabinet-level agency operating the largest VA disability claim system in the world, the largest healthcare system in the world, the number one biggest provider of telehealth services in the world, employs tens of thousands of people, the VA. And they're sitting there waiting for you, but they ain't going to do it for you. Okay? That call ain't coming. If you're sitting there waiting, you're hearing us talk right now, and you're like, yeah, I'll just wait until the VA calls me and tells me I'm eligible. I mean, that call ain't coming. It's not happening. You have to take proactive steps. You have to will your benefits into existence. I've said this before. It's been a minute since I've said it. Nobody should care more about your VA benefits than you do. Truth bomb, mic drop. Okay. It's hard truths, y'all. I'm always going to tell you the truth. You may not always like it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay. Again, you need help. That's what we do every day, all day. VAClaimsInsider.com. DMAC, I love you, bro. And look, you want to sign up. I see that. I see that smirk. You're like, I'm gonna sign up for this elite program. Sounds pretty good.
If I wasn't already 100%, you better believe I would. And especially going through the struggles I did, because this company didn't exist when I went through. I would definitely not even hesitate.
Awesome, bro. I know you would. And that's, guys, that's why I founded it. I was so frustrated with my own process that took 7 years, 16 months to decide, underrating. Nobody helped me, had no idea what I was eligible for. I had no clue that the VA even existed. I went, there's got to be a better way. Somebody needs to solve this problem. Okay. And here we are. Fellow vets, I love you. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice to our country. God bless you. We'll talk to you real soon.